Good evening, Rav Osei. Tonight's topic is going to be a standalone shir, which will discuss the halachas of Goy Sheshavas Chayav Misa, or as the Gemara, which we'll see in a moment, says, Nachri Sheshavas Chayav Misa. It's actually a very nogei lamaisa sugya for anyone who's involved in outreach, because unfortunately what we find in outreach is that oftentimes many of the people that you're doing outreach for any given birthright trip or any given outreach program, there's bound to be a number of people whose parents are intermarried and the father is Jewish and the mother is not Jewish. In which case they are not Jewish, and then when you start teaching them about Shabbos and then they get all excited, sometimes it backfires because you might cause somebody who otherwise would not be keeping Shabbos, and then you inspire them to keep Shabbos and then they end up being not Jewish in the first place. That's one area. Did I ever mention my story about the summer I spent in Mudus, Connecticut, with the Jewish Heritage Retreat. It's a program that the Wolfsons sponsored, or partially sponsored, and we had 2 weeks that we spent with young adults who were not yet religious, and the goal was to match them up with the yeshiva kids. They had some guys from Lakewood, and people who are completely unaffiliated, put them together in a camp for 2 weeks. It's a fascinating dynamic. So what happened? There was one guy, always had to work out this way, one guy who mamish, after a week and a half, his tzitzis are out, he's davening with kavan, he wants to wear yarmulke, he wants to go to yeshiva, and they finally, Rosh Yeshiva, Machon Shlomo, you know, sits him down, offers him a scholarship, and in the context of the conversation, realizes that this one guy, who's most matzliach on the entire program, exactly this case. His mother's a goya, his father is Jewish, he's not Jewish, and unfortunately, we lost, maybe he had a Jewish neshama, but at least there was Zera Yehudi, but he wasn't a Yehudi. So the issue of a goy who keeps Shabbos, we're going to talk about some interesting permutations at the very end of the shir. But let's talk about the sugya from the beginning, from the psukim to the gemaras, the rishonim, and up to some halakha lemaisa. Just pass down, Welcome. Okay, so the Gemara starts in Sanhedrin Nun Ches. It's easy to remember because it's Noach, Daf Noach. Zok the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Amar Esh Lakish, source number one. Nach Risha Shavas, Chayav Misa. Shneemar, and it brings a very odd pasuk. Yom Valayla Lo Yishbosu. If you remember when we talked about a guy who keeps guy who learns Torah, there we had something that was okay. Torah Tziva Lanu Hashem Morasha, Morasha. Whether you learn as Gili Arayas, you learn as Gezel, those you could sort of hear something. But this makar is very unusual. It's a pasuk by Noach, Yom Valayla Lo Yishbosu. If you look in source number two, we'll come back to the Gemara in a moment. But look at source number two. So after Noach comes out of the teva, he builds a mizbeach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the karbonos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a deal. Lo Sif, the end of Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Lo Sif Ola HaKos, it's called Chai Kasha Sisi, and this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shavua, to never bring another Mabul, and to never change, as it were, the forces of the atmosphere. Od Kol Yimei Ha'aretz, for the rest of history, Zera, V'Katzir, V'Kor, V'Chom, V'Kais, V'Chor, the 6 seasons of the year, we only have 4 seasons. In the Chumash, we have 6 seasons. So all these seasons, Yom Valayla, Yelo Yishbosu. What do those two words, Lo Yishbosu, mean? The pashtus is that for all of history, the world will still work with seasons, as opposed to the time of the Mabul, when they did not work with seasons. It says in the Gemara here, that the pasuk of Lo Yishbosu does not just apply to seasons, but rather, or Yom and day and night, in the sense that day and night didn't work during the Mabul, because it was just a complete, I don't know if it was always day or always night, whatever it was, but the Gemara that we're about to learn says Lo Yishbos is talking about Goyim themselves. Yom V'Layla Lo Yishbos, they should not rest day and night. V'Amar Mar as Harasan Shalahen Zui Misasan. Now, let's learn one more line, and we're going to appreciate this line in a few minutes much more deeply. Amar Avina, the second line of source number one. Afilu Sheni B'Shabbos. Don't think that this is only if they make their day of rest on Saturday, which is our Shabbos Kodesh. Afilu, well, if that was right, then what should it have said? If I just said that, don't just say it's, if it's our Shabbos, it should have said Afilu. If he's trying to tell you, it's not just when it's Shabbos for a year. He should have said Afilu.
Shabbos. That's your point.
I feel Rishon b'Shabbos.
Yeah.
Right? If your point is to say, not just if it's Saturday, which is Shabbos Kodesh, what they even call Shabbos Kodesh, is even they pick a different day, should have said, I feel Rishon b'Shabbos.
Any day.
But he's not
any
saying that. Why? So why is he picking up Feel Sheni b'Shabbos? The answer, let's assume that the Gemara is assuming. Remember, Christianity started when? Around when?
Around 2000.
Around zero, give or take, a little after zero. The Gemara is written when? A few hundred years after that. So it's already, Judeo-Christianity is already in place historically. There probably was, by the time Ravina came around, Ravina was who? Ravina was when? Ravina and Rav Ashi were the Sofa Moram, right? The Sofa Moram. So that's around the year 450, 500 already. There's already an established day of rest that the Notzrim have, a day of rest of Rishon. So that's what he's saying. Afilu Sheni B'Shabbos, meaning, of course, if it's Shabbos Kodesh, of course, Chayv Misa. If they do something that's their day of rest, Avada Gavis, that would be inappropriate. But even if you don't have Shabbos Kodesh, you don't have their day of rest, they pick a random day. What's the first random day? Sheni B'Shabbos. Very Meduyuk. I feel the Sheni B'Shabbos, it's still not going to be okay. It's still going to be Goyish Shabbos Chayv Misa. Let's look at some fabulous Rashis. This Rashi is going to tell us why there's an Isser Goyish Shabbos Chayv Misa. More importantly, what the parameters are, and we're going to come out with tremendous chidushim according to Rashi. Nachri Shabbos Mimalachto Yom Shalem. Now, first, what does the word Mimalachto mean? If I would have been talking about Lam and Tes Malachos, what should Rashi have said?
Mimalacha.
Rashi says Mimalach Tov sounds like it's talking about him going to work, not 39 Malachas. And we know, by the way, most of you, I don't know all of your professions, you maybe not, because you're a dentist, most of your professions, I assume, you could go to work on the train, on Shabbos, do your full day's work, just not write anything, and probably not violate anything midaraisa. Because business, pragmati, is only on Sudrabana
Bipashtas. Would you be able to make people deal with the depression they have that they are about to go with their raisas?
Okay, whatever, that's a different story. So, either way, so nevertheless, Nachri Shashavas Mimalachto, whatever his work is, that would be a violation of Nachri Shashavas, and we'll see what that means more clearly. Says Rashi, V'kadarish le lo yishbosu, the Gemara is learning for the word lo yishbosu, which simply refers to the, you know, the shemech, jireach, the yom, v'layla, the sun, the moon, the winter, the summer, the fall, the spring. This pasuk is learning, mimalacha da'abene adam namikai. It's not just talking about that the seasons can't cease, can't be shoves, but also that humanity, that people can't cease. Fine. Next Rashi, Amar Ravina afilu sheni b'Shabbos. Lo tema shvisa kadikamresh lakish lishum chova kamer. Don't say that when the Gemara talked about not working on, not making a Sabbath, it's talking lishum chova. What does lishum chova mean? For their religious obligation, thank you. The lo lechavin lishbos kagom b'shabbos shu yom shvisa yisrael, o be'echod b'shabbos shu sholshin bo. Oh, look at this. Hashmotas ha-tzenzura. What's tzenzura? The censor censored out Hanotzrim, right? Rashi's making the diak that I made before. The censor changed the gears of Rashi and says, but the way the original Rashi was pointing out, it says, even if it's not on Shabbos Kodesh, even if it's not on the Rishon, which is their Sabbath, even if it's Sheni, it's still going to be Chayev. Why? Why can't he go to work? Why must he go to work on Monday? Why can't he take work off on Monday? Look at the next five words. Ela menucha ba'alma ka'asa lehu. They're not allowed to have menucha ba'alma. Shelo yivtulu mimalacha afilu yom she'eno ba'shvisa. Nothing to do with a holiday, nothing to do with a Sabbath. Menucha ba'alma is prohibited for a guy. According to Rashi, Shita's Rashi sounds like a guy is not allowed to take a day of vacation.
Wow.
That's what Shitas Rashi seems to be. Nothing to do with Lama Tes Malachas either. Whatever his work is, he's not allowed to have a day of vacation. Why? Because the Pasuk says, for some reason, not just talking about the sun and moon and stuff, but talking about people, lo yishbosu, do not rest, do not take off.
Even if he's not Mechavein, as a Shabbos?
he's just taking off his vacation.
That's correct. If he's b'chaim for Shabbos, that would be the simple reading. And Ravina said, afilu sheni b'Shabbos, even if it's not for l'shem chov, as Rashi explained, even if it's not for your sabbatical Sabbath, rather it's just for your own whatever, R&R, even that, that's the chiddush of Ravina. Afilu sheni b'Shabbos, even if it's not for your religious commitment, you're just doing it for your own
pleasure,
relaxation, recreation. Even that, that's what Ravina comes to say, is asur. So we come out from Rashi with fabulous things. First of all, that the parameters of Geisha Shavas has nothing to do with 39 Malachas. Right? So we think, oh, you have a guy who finds out he's Jewish, the famous story, Torah Vadas, I think it was, or a guy figured out, found out that he was, that his mother didn't have a good, found out that his mother's conversion was Reform, and he was born to that mother, and therefore he found out that he's a guy. You know, Friday morning in Torah Vadas, so, you know, Rav Pam told him, okay, you flick the switch. Flicking the switch, will that help you? What's flicking a switch? Doing malacha?
No.
Let's say it's Daraisa. Incandescent bulbs, let's assume it's Daraisa. These are, might be Darabans. Maybe, maybe not. But incandescent bulb that has a filament, that's the Daraisa. But is that even going to be a violation of Geisha Shabbos? Is he breaking Shabbos? If the whole Issur Rashi is telling us is that he shouldn't be going to work, so flicking a switch is, oh, now he's going to work? That's not going to work. Something to think about. Another chiddush that Rashi points out is that this is nothing to do with the religious, you know, setup or day. It's just a day that he chooses to take a day off. Fine.
According to Rashi, all the goyim in the world are chayav misa, given the way they do it, Sunday or Friday or whatever.
That is an interesting point. If they have a day off, that could be. Let's see the Rambam, and then we'll...
No,
I don't know if we pass like Rashi. We'll see another...
They're employed 5 days. The other two, they're not working. So they're not taking off. Those days, they're not getting money.
They're 5 days.
You're a lawyer. You'll like this. You'll like this. Mr. Melman is saying that to take off means you get paid and you're not going to work. A regular employee is only paid for 5 days mitchila. The contract only said to work 5 days a week, so he's not taking off. He's just never hired for Saturday, Sunday. So as a lawyer, I think you'll like that. Okay. Now, we're going to see a totally different mahalach in the Rambam. If we look carefully at the way the Rambam, not just the words of the Rambam, but the way the Rambam is menaseach this, we're going to see the Rambam as a totally different mahalach. Zok the Rambam in source number 3. First of all, the Rambam is going to group the Isser of Geisha Shavas with the Issa of Geisha Lamad Torah. Why is that going to be significant? Let's see together right now in source number 3. Akum Sha'osek B'Torah Chayv Misa. Except, of course, Lo Yasok El B'Shev Mitzvah Shalahan. We learned last week that even though a guy is not allowed to learn Torah, he is permitted to learn those mitzvahs that do apply to him, of course, like Gneva, Gili Arayas, Shvichas Damim, Eben Menachai, Dinim, etc. V'chei, now he's going to get to, you know, the punchline. Akum Sheshavas, afilu biyom yemotzachol. Okay, even if it's one of the weekdays, not just a Jewish Sabbath. Ima sa'uhu la'atzmo, look at the next two words. Kimo Shabbos chayav misa. What is he saying that's kimo, you're making it kimo Shabbos? If he held like Rashi, what should he have said? Imlo asa malachto, imlo holach lavoda. If he didn't go to work, he didn't do his thing. But no, he says, if he picks a day during the week, any day of the week, I don't care which day, and he makes it kamo Shabbos, chayv misa. And if that's not clear enough, look, he's going to be more clear in the next line. V'ein tzarech lomrim asa moed la'atzma, and all the more so if he makes it into some kind of holiday. And now look at what he says. Klol shel davar, now he's being kolel, both the idea of learning Torah and the idea of not keeping Shabbos in one group. Klol shel davar, ein manichin oso l'chadesh das. We don't permit him to create his own religion. So what does the Rambam understand the Isser of Geisha Shavas? That a guy doesn't have the permissibility to create his own religion. Does that have anything to do with going to work or not going to work? No. Totally unlike Rashi. The Rambam is holding that this is just something of, he's not allowed to create his own religion, therefore he shouldn't be doing learning Torah, which, okay, why is that creating a new religion? I don't know.
And why is it that Bate Dinim and Rabbanan, when potential converts, when they're studying, they say that not to be over, you have to do the switch. Because It says, he's not doing Timachal Shdobar. He's doing it practice. Now, someone who wants to become Yiddish, they say practice, Lashem practice, except in order not to be over this technicality, I shall do one for all. So they're not Timachal Shdobar. If I care, they're doing Lashem Chinuch.
I like what you're saying, and if you wait, you'll see that there's a Tosis Yishonim who's Mechavin to you, and your Mechavin to Tosis Yishonim, whatever, however you want to look at it. I will see that in a little while. So, what does the Rambam say? If a guy, for example, just to comment one point about what Yanki said, if a guy would say, I want to keep Shabbos on Saturday, the Jewish Shabbos, that's also in a certain sense being mechadish das. Meaning, he's not Jewish and he's keeping a Jewish religion, that is, from his perspective, being mechadish das. Okay.
There's a stream of Christianity that does that.
Seventh-day Adventists, right? Yeah, right. So Seventh-day Adventists, if they want to be mamish Shabbos, it's going to be for a religious purpose, which is the Rambam saying, that they're chayiv misa. So next time, you know, I remember when I was in Brooklyn, once in a while, over every few years, there'd be a knock on the door on a Saturday morning, very beautifully dressed, nice-looking family with a little kid and a little girl in this frilly, like, princess gown, and they'd come with the literature. I should invite them in, say, please come inside, and then we should do what the Gemara says to do, right? Okay, it's good that didn't go on tape. Okay, so we have two mahalchim in the Rambam. Two mahalchim in Goyish Shabbos. Rashi is saying that a goy can't take a vacation because he has to work. The Rambam is saying a goy can't create a new religious Sabbath, whatever day of the week. I don't care if it's Saturday, Sunday, or any other day. He can't create a Sabbath with a religious connotation. Now we're going to see something totally different. The third, independent.
Creating a new religion might be considered denying God.
Beautiful. Yimachav, we're going to see something. Yad Ramah is going to say something like that in 3 minutes. You're saying that creating a religion might itself be a subset almost of like Avodah Zarah. And therefore it's already included in the other Shabbos B'nai Nar, which is great. You know why? Because Goyish Shabbos is not one of the seven mitzvahs. And in fact, there's a Gemara that asks, why isn't it? You know where that Gemara is? The next line. It asks the Gemara, V'lechshavi gabi sheva mitzvahs. According to what you just said, why isn't this counted within Zayin mitzvahs? According to what you're saying, it's because maybe like the Rambam, that it's being Mechadish does, it's a religious creation. It's almost like a subset of Avodah Zarah. And that's why I don't have to make an eighth mitzvah for Bnei Noach, because it's included already in the seven, in the seventh of Avodah Zarah. That's what the Yad Ramah is going to say in a few lines. Let's look at the...
Shabbos isn't just a reference for eliminating work. There are many other parts to it too, so... You're saying basically one aspect of Shabbos is what can be kept.
According to the Rambam, it's not a matter of work or not. It's if you make a Sabbath for yourself, whatever Sabbath means.
I don't make kish, I don't daven, I just don't work.
According to the Rambam, it's not a Sabbath, that won't be a violation. We'll talk about making kiddush, something that we'll hopefully get to later. Look at the Meiri in source number 4. The Meiri, we did actually see last week or 2 weeks ago, we were talking about Goy Shalamat Torah, Goy Kanadi learned Torah. Says the Meiri, She'en Menichin Osa L'chadesh Bo V'lekvo Yom Chag La'atzmo. We don't permit him to be Mechadesh and to establish his own holiday, Mitoras Chag, in a formalized Sabbath kind of institution. Look at the underlying line. She'zen Nireh. If he does that, what's going to happen if you have a guy make for himself some kind of Sabbath? Exactly the point of the Seventh-day Adventists. Why are the Seventh-day Adventists knocking on the doors with the mezuzah on Shabbos morning? To say, hey, we also, you have Shabbos, we also, today, same day, what do you know? Come join us where we do our things. In other words, we're going to learn, if we see Goyim doing, keeping a Shabbos, we're going to be followed after them. Similarly, the Meiri, which I pointed out last week, look on the top of the next page. If we see them learning Torah, we'll also assume that, you know, they're Jewish and we're going to follow their ways and they'll lead us to the wrong ways. Mepneisha, Bnei Adam, top of page 2, Svurim Alav Shumi Shalanu. We're going to think that they're our people. Mitok Shirono So, Yodea. We see, oh, he's a seventh day something or other, and he's all dressed up in his finest Shabbos, big day Shabbos on this. I'm going to go with him wherever he goes to daven. Oh, he goes to a place where there are some other things happening in shul, not what I'm so familiar with, okay, maybe that's also normal. That's how the Meiri. So Meiri has a totally different. Meiri's concern is almost like a social chash, like a Shema Yom Shachacharav kind of chash. That's the reason a guy can't keep Shabbos. So we have altogether three shitas. Rashi says goyim have to be working, they shouldn't be taking off. The Rama says they're not allowed to create a new religion. And the Meiri says neither of those, but rather we just don't want, Hashem doesn't want us following their ways, so we shouldn't be duped or tricked to follow them. Now, we could do one thing that's a very gishmak a point. If you could turn back to the Gemara for a second.
So Hashem is creating the Siyag?
Yes.
This is the first
law of the Gemara. You're saying that is there such a thing called the Siyag d'Oraisa? Siyag d'Oraisa, that's a gishmak a shayla. Does it make sense that Hashem himself made a geder, don't do this so that you don't come to do something else? Is the concept of a Siyag or geder only midrabanan? Or is there any area in halach in dinim d'oraisa that the dinim d'oraisa themselves are a siyag to other dinim d'oraisas? Yichud by Rabbi Matzei. The iser to have mishras anavim and to eat the peels of grapes and to go is for not to drink wine for nazir. Bishul basar b'chalav so you don't come to be. Eat basa b'chalav. That's not as good, right? So. I'm not sure you're referring to sota. I don't think it's a nisidraisa. Rav Avadi Yosef has a shtickle where he has in a sefer called Anafetz Avos, which might be his Haggadah, where he lists all seven examples of this idea of a siyag d'oraisa, where the Torah itself makes a siyag. We figured out four or five of them. I think there are three more. I have it somewhere in one of my notes. I could look it up after. But yeah. But this would be, in a certain sense, a siyag d'oraisa. Fine. I want to show you something incredible. If you look at the Gemara, let's look at the Gemara one more time, please. The Gemara says, Reish Lakish says, Nachri Sheshavas Chayav Misa, because of this Pasuk, that Goyim have to work. Then Ravina comes and says, you know what? Afilu Sheini B'Shabbos. Don't just think if a guy is keeping Saturday, Sabbath, Shabbos Kodesh, even if he does another day. You see there's a Rashi there? Rashi, in the second line of Rashi, says, Pshita Lo Ger Sinan. Don't be goyish the word Pshita. Meaning, there was a girsa of the Gemara that right before it says, Amar Ravina, Afilu B'Sheni B'Shabbos, it said, Pshita, of course he's not allowed to work. And the Gemara answers, no, even Sheni B'Shabbos. Let's think for a second. What is the Isser of a guy keeping Shabbos? According to Rashi, the Isser of a guy keeping Shabbos is that a guy can't take a day of vacation. Is that obvious? That's a gigantic chiddush. A guy can't. I understand when I told it to you, you all jumped out of your seats. What do you mean? A guy's not allowed to take a day of vacation. It's a gigantic chiddush. That's why Rashi says, Pshita lo garsin. It's not pashim. It's a tremendous chiddush. But according to the Rambam, this is what you said before. According to the Rambam, what's the issur of a guy keeping Shabbos? That he's creating a new religion. Well, yeah, I know he can't create a new religion. He's bound by one of the seven mitzvahs B'nai Noach of Avodah Zarah.
Why?
So what would the response be?
Shita!
Shita! And the Chiddush is what? Even if it's not on Sunday when he does it, Afilu Sheni B'Shabbos, it's still going to be Aser. So you see that word Pshita, that Rashi said, don't be goreis, might cut to the very essence of how Rashi understands the Isser, and why somebody else why the Rama, for example, might yes have a girsa of Pshita, because it's if the Isser is being Mechadish Das, like the Rambam says, then it is Pasha that Goy Shabbos Chayav means, because creating a new religion is like a violation of Avodah Zarah. Of course, you can't do that.
Why is creating the Das as a monotheistic religion, which is what he's doing, Avodah Zarah? I mean, they create, as long as the religions are monotheistic and not polytheist, that's why I think generally all that Islam and Christianity, the Peshitu, and the Tri, and the God, and the Trinity, but I'm instead of creating the Das They can observe something. You don't deny them the right to observe whatever monotheistic religion they have. If they're Avodah Zarah, that's when they have polytheism.
You're saying that for a guy to, as long as he's not polytheistic, as long as he's not pagan, if he just sticks to a monotheistic religion, when he's not an Ovid of Zarah, even if he has all kinds of religious practices, you're relatively right. I'm not sure if it's totally right, but I hear what you're saying, making a good point. The diak that I just said is actually the Yad Ramah. We're not going to read it inside. That's what the Yad Ramah says. This diak with Pshita. No, it's the Gemara. The Gemara says clearly it's this pasuk in Yogi's place.
Like Moshe could be a smachta only, but the Makar is really from the Rambam.
That is possible. I don't want to get into that. That's going to be complicated because that's good. Is when we say Nachbi Goy Shashav is Chayv Misa, is Chayv Misa Mida? Mida? So that's a big question. Because the Rambam also says that I didn't give to you. Yeah. The end of source number 3, you'll notice that what does it mean? I didn't read it to you. I didn't read it with you. But the end of source number 3, right after the three dots in source number 3, the Rambam concludes, right? A guy shav as chayv misa. Nachri shalom Torah chayv misa. After the three dots. V'im asak b'torah, o shavas, o chidesh davar, because the Rambam learns these are all the same thing, creating a new religion. What do you do to him? Chayv misa. What do you do to him? You give us a makis and we tell him, don't do that. You should know your chayv misa. So what does that mean? Chayv misa, we don't kill him? So some rishon, some mafarshim say it because it's only the rabbanah. That's what you wanted to say.
Why can't it be misa de shemayim? They're asking me, misa de shemayim.
Some rishonim might say what you're saying. But there are those who say that the reason why he's chayv misa, but he's not Nerag is because Taka only in Asmachta, and it's not Asudoraisa. What Dr. Ruman is suggesting is that maybe there is an Asudoraisa according to the Ram of Avodah Zarah, but that we're just taking it as an Asmachta until Lo Yishbosu. Okay, let's move to the next point. What about a person who's in the process of Geirus, which was mentioned earlier? So on one hand, we want to teach him to keep Shabbos because otherwise he's not going to be able to make it when he's Megayer. It's a big switch. On the other hand, as long as he's not Megayer, until he is Mal V'Taval and Mekabel Mitzvahs, he's a guy, and if he keeps Shabbos, he's going to be Chayav Misa. So what do we do? There's a Gemara in Yevamah stuff in source number 6. The Gemara says, quotes a pasuk that you all know. Some people say in Kiddush, "Lamani anuach avdecha v'amascha kamocha v'ager." So ager, the Patora is telling you, has to keep Shabbos. Says the Gemara Yevamos, "Ger zeger toshav." Asks the Gemara to Omer, "Zeger toshav v'ainu el ger tzedek." Answers the Gemara, "Wait, when it says ger chasher b'sharecha has to keep Shabbos, that's a ger tzedek, a real Jew. Once he's a guy, of course he has to keep Shabbos." So you see in this Gemara that a Ger Toshav does have to keep Shabbos. What's the obvious question? A Ger Toshav is keeping Shabbos. A Ger Toshav is a guy. Asks Tosus in source number 7. Tosus asks, Ovi kochom sheshavos chayv misa, fil b'chol, koshkin b'shabbos. How can we say that a Ger Toshav, who's not Jewish, should keep Saturday, Shabbos, like you and I, Shabbos Kodesh, the Helik Shabbos Kodesh, even if he would keep a Sabbath on a Sunday or a Tuesday or a Wednesday, he'd be chayiv misa. And how could we be saying that a guy has to, a ger toshav has to keep Shabbos? So Tosus therefore has a totally new shot. He says, you know what it means that a ger toshav has to keep Shabbos? It means he can't be your Shabbos guy. You can't. You could tell a guy to work for you. Midra oraisa. Midra banan. You shouldn't. But if he's a ger toshav, you cannot tell him to do work for you. So if you have a ger toshav as your cleaning lady, and you tell her, please do this or that to the fridge or to the stove or to whatever, you violate an issa d'oraisa of this pasuk v'hager. Okay, that's nothing to do with a person in the gerus process. That's a ger toshav. We don't have any ger toshavs nowadays. But look How?
Isn't he a guy Shabbat? How do you understand him? He's a guy,
right? No, he's a guy. He's not allowed to keep Shabbos. He's going to watch TV. He's going to cook himself dinner. But you're not allowed to ask him to do something. That's what the Torah is telling you. The Torah is telling you, you're not allowed to ask him to do something for yourself. That's what the Torah says that he has to, that a Ger Toshav has to keep. He didn't have to keep Shabbos. He's going to watch TV and go to the ball game. But if you were to ask him to do a malacha, that would be an Issur D'oraisa.
Why?
That's the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'ager, and Ger means Ger Toshav, but it can't mean that he has to keep Shabbos because he's a guy. So the Pasuk is telling you that a Ger Toshav cannot do work for you. It's achieving that your household will be Sabbath, your household and your businesses will be Shabbos observant. You're not going to have your workers.
The same thing.
Right, a stomach guy wouldn't be living in your communities.
Yes,
you'd be killing them or chasing them out. Your toshas are toshas with you. They're living with you.
Something a little bit before Kabbalah Satara.
Right.
There was no Shabbos.
Correct. Before Mara.
Okay.
Right.
We were the ones who were Mekabel Torah Mesinai. Nobody else.
Right.
So if a guy tries to be observant of a Sabbath, he's a Ganav. He's taking away. And Lo Signo.
Yeah, so who says like you? Somebody says like you.
Yeah.
Somebody says like you.
Okay.
That was by Torah. By Torah, the Pasuk says, Torah Tivalana Moshe Morasha. And therefore, somebody who takes it is a Gnei Ganav. He's taking our legacy, our Yerusha. But if somebody says that by Shabbos also, I don't remember who it was, but somebody says what you say.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't remember.
But the
punchline is really, I brought everything I said in the past 5 minutes was really for one line of in source number 8. I'm going to ask the question, and we're going to see a new answer in source number 8, in Tosafot Yerushalmi. The question was, how could you say that a Ger Toshav has to keep Shabbos? After all, Tosafot that we just saw in 7 asks, a guy, if he keeps Shabbos, he's chayav misa. What do you mean a Ger Toshav has to keep Shabbos? Source number 8, V'yesh Lomer, Dizeh, this Ger Toshav, Keva Didaitel Hiskayer, Matzi Lishbos. What happens to a Ger Toshav after he finishes his Ger Toshav? I mean, what's the next stage for a Ger Toshav? At some point, hopefully, he'll become a Ger Tzedek. What does this Gemara say? We learned from the pasuk that a Ger Toshav has to keep Shabbos. Why? I thought he was going to be going to kill him if he keeps Shabbos. Says the Tosafot Yerushalmi, somebody who's in the process of becoming a Ger is allowed to keep Shabbos.
Training. It's like training to keep Shabbos.
Training or whatever it is. I don't think we pass on this Tosafot Yerushalmi, but it's an incredible shita. Look again. This Ger Toshav came to die to this guy, Matzi Lishbos, is permitted for him to be Shoves. And that takes away all the stories that we have of a guy who's, you know, Ger, and he didn't become a Ger yet, he has to keep Shabbos. According to the Tosafot Yerushalmi, he could keep Shabbos. Oh, Gosh Shabbos Chaim, he's a no, not if he's on the way, in the process,
maybe
to be
maybe
a guy.
Maybe it's the Ger Toshav. I mean, it's part of it, it's anyone.
You're right, but the way the Tosafot Yerushalmi presents it is it sounds like somebody who's on the process or in the
Pentateuch. So the word Kamoicha, how does one read it? Manuch Abramosa Kamoicha, they have Shabbos Kamoicha, the Eben and the Amma, and the Ger, that's only their Shabbos is that they can't do work for you. That's not Kamoicha, it's a different Shabbos.
That's why it's separated from Kamocha. That's you're asking on Tosafot Pshat that we can't work for you, yeah? Okay.
This answer works best for the year.
1,000% perfect. Thank you. Thank you for pointing that out. According this answer, Tosafot Yerushalmi works so well with the Meiri. The Meiri says the whole concern with a guy keeping Shabbos is that we might be led after him. But if his whole reason for keeping Shabbos is that he's trying to come to us, we're not going to learn from him to be like a guy. He's trying to become a Jew. Thank you very much. Yeah, I should. Yeah, yes.
This is not the halacha, is it? This is not the
halacha. I don't think this makes it the halacha. No, I don't think so. Okay, I want to finish off with a an incredible halacha lemaisa shaila, and a beautiful pshat that will help us understand the machshava and the philosophy behind Geisha Shabbos Chayiv Misa. If you skip down, the source number 12. Let's learn a medrash together, Agadata, and we're going to ask Elam de Shekasha on the Agadata medrash. Says the medrash. Medrash tells a story. Well, before we get to the story, Amar Ribar Chanina, Ovi Kacham Shama Shabbos, before he accepts upon himself Mila, Chayiv Misa. So if you have a guy who wants to keep Shabbos, before he's Megayer and gets his Mila, he gets killed, like we know. Why? And then the Medrash asks the simple question: why Taka does a guy who keeps Shabbos, why does he deserve to get killed? What's the reason for this whole shir tonight? Maru Yisalomer Obi Kolchomer Shomer Es Shabbos Chayiv Misa. He says a beautiful idea. I'm going to say it in English, and then we'll read it in Hebrew. In English, it goes like this. Anybody who was at Rav Avraham Shor last 2 weeks ago when he was late and I spoke for 3 minutes, I said this vart. So I know one or two people heard this from me. If you have a chasen and a kala, right, mamish at the, as they're walking into the yichud room, mamish at the walking into the yichud room, they're so excited to walk into the yichud room. And what happens? They're looking in each other's eyes, googly eyes, they're whispering sweet words to each other, and who wants to get the perfect shot of them smiling at each other? The photographer sticks his head in, right between the two of them, snaps a shot, a close-up of their face. What do you want to do to that photographer? Slap in the face. Let's see the medrash. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba. Why do we kill a guy Shabbos? V'noig Shabba Olam. Melech u'matrono. You have a melech and his mistress. Yoshvin u'masichin zem zeh. They're talking. They're speaking some private, intimate matters. Zem zeh. Misha bav. One would have the audacity, the chutzpah. U'machnis asma b'neihem. And just interrupt and bust in between them. Eino chayiv misa. Kacha Shabbos hazu. Ben Yisrael, ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael, we have this incredible closeness called Shabbos. Shabbos is that incredible, close, intimate connection that we have. Lefikach, you have a stranger who walks into that incredible bond that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bottom line, Lefikach, ko obi kocham shabam, machnis avzma b'neim. In this incredible bond called Shabbos that we have with between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before he was Megayer, before he becomes Jewish, he should die. But look at the last four words. Achlo kibul alav limol, chayiv misa. Did you notice in the first line of the Medrash and the last line of the Medrash, he specifies bris mila, not just like Jewish or not Jewish. He specifies somebody who has a bris mila. Why is that? Let me tell you a shaila that happened in 1848, and we'll answer it with halacha and with this medrash. In 1848, the shaila was as follows. There was a shaila in Yerushalayim, and there was a ger who was in the process of ger, and he got his bris mila sometimes in the week, and they didn't have a chance to bring him to be tovel in the mikvah by Shabbos. So the question is, Ger Shemal Velo Taval, is he allowed to, does he have to, what is he going to do? Is he going to definitely have to break Shabbos, or is he allowed to keep Shabbos? That was the Shaila in 1848. Is he Mechuiv to keep Shabbos, because he's already almost, or is he Chayiv Misa if he keeps Shabbos?
And it was already Shabbos?
The Bris Mila was on Thursday or Friday, and I guess usually we let them heal. Afterwards, nowadays, many gayim nowadays got circumcised, and they just do hatafas dam bris mila, which is this tiny, the smallest. It's less than, you know, when they prick you before you donate blood, they prick you just to check your iron. It's smaller than that. It's the tiniest prick. So, but in the olden, I guess this was a case where a guy needed a full bris, and you let him recover for a few days afterwards before you put him in the mikvah, which makes sense for health reasons. Infection, right? Look at the story brought in the Margolius Hayam in source number 14. Kvar hoya maisa, bira kodesh Yerushalayim, v'shanas tafreish ches, this is 1848, v'ger shemal v'lo hispik litzval, ad shekidesh hayom shel Shabbos. Ve'achad hamotzim, one of the dayanim in Yerushalayim, gozer lov lasos malacha b'shabbos, kevin shelo gamar giyuroso. Also lishbos. One of the dayanim in Yerushalayim said that he has to break Shabbos because he's not Jewish yet. He's still a guy. V'rabu alav gedoli hador. But the majority of the gedoli hador protested and then said that dayan paskin's wrong. What are the two sides of the coin? He's not a Jew. He's a guy. What's malvulo tova? I want to share with you an incredible, incredible, incredible shailas v'tshuvas haradvaz. Look at the shailas v'tshuvas haradvaz in source number 13. Look at his question. Sha'alta. Ma'isa beger shemol, he had a bris milah, v'chol, and he got sick. V'shah yamim, he waited a number of days, v'lo taval. And in the meantime, noga b'yayin. They didn't have mevushal in those days. They didn't have pasteurization. So he had a guy, and he was living, I guess, already in the Jewish community. He touched the wine. V'chayin mizamin olav. He's the third guy in the town, at the table. Could he be mizamin? Sorry, he's the tenth man. Imkidesh Isha. Is she going to need a get? What's the status of a guy Shemal Velo Tavo? The Radvaz says an incredible vort, and this is a vort you could say at every bris milah, and you could say it every time you go to mikvah for a gerus. This is the vort you're going to say. Says Radvaz, you know what the two aspects of milah and tefillah of every gerus are? Mila of removing the Arla takes away the Tumas Ha'amim, and the Tefillah in a mikvah gives him the Kedushas Yisrael. So what is he in between? He's not a guy. Is he a Jew?
No.
He's not a Jew.
He's in limbo.
He's not a guy and he's not a Jew. Incredible Chiddush of the Radvaz. With that Radvaz, what's the halacha for this story in 1848? Oh, you remember the Medrash that we learned? The Medrash said, the Melech and the Machanisa, they're talking to each other, speaking beautiful words, beautiful words, and somebody comes and serves as an interference between them. Wait a second. If he already had a bris milah, is he an interference? No. Does he have Tumas Ha'amim and is interfering between the Kesher between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He's not an interference.
He's not a Jew.
Because he's not Tumas, right, but he doesn't have the Tumas Ha'amim, therefore he's not an interference. And therefore, should we kill him? He's not an interference. Let's look back at the Medrash, and you're going to see the most incredible diuk in the world. The first line and the last line of the Medrash. Omer Riber Chanina Ovi Kochan Shasham Esa Shavuz Achlo Kibul Olav Es Hamila. Before he gets a bris mila, then what is it? The Medrash continues to tell the whole story of the Melech talking to his mistress and saying that there's an interference. Why? Because he didn't get the bris mila. And again, the last three words of the Medrash. Achlo kibul olav limal chayav misa. But once he would have gotten the bris mila, he would not be an interference and we would not apply nachrish shavas chayav misa. That's the incredible chiddush that the Margalios Hayam puts together about why it would be that the Gedolei Yerushalayim in 1848 knocked out that dayan who says that he has to do malacha. And since he's a guy l'mahadrin. No, I shouldn't say that. He's not a Jew. He's not a Jew at all. But he doesn't have Tumas Ha'amim. There's no interference between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, he can keep Shabbos. Incredible mastery of what the Margalios Hayam put together, the Medrash with the Shutar Advaz. And
Can
I define to you what Tumas Ha'amim means?
Tumas Ha'amim. The guide on whether a guy has the nature of Tzelem Elokim they talk about. So what exactly is Tumas Ha'amim?
They have Tzelem Elokim.
What kind of the they same Tzelem Elokim?
So that's beyond the scope of this lecture. Tumas Ha'amim is that which.
Tumas
Ha'akim,
not Tumas Ha'amim.
Tumas Ha'akim? Yeah. Tumas Ha'akim means it's the. Whatever negativity might be associated with being a guy. Without any positivity of being Jewish.
From a Ben Noach, Alpi Torah, who's doing everything right, not doing anything wrong, what tumah is there? A Noahide
who commits to Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach.
Didn't do anything wrong.
He is still. I didn't finish the Radvaz. I'll finish the Radvaz. I'll tell you exactly what's halacha l'maisa. What was the Radvaz's question?
Yaki, did you
talk
to the
Kaelin?
Right?
Yeah, you do have to be talking to the Kaelin. What was the Shaila of the Radvaz? I didn't finish. It's so geschmack, because the Radvaz Mash passed his halach l'maisa with this chiluk, and we'll finish with this. This chiluk between, do you have Tumas Ha'amim, but you don't have Kedushas Yisrael? You had Mila, you didn't go to the mikveh yet? He says, if he touched the wine, does he ask for the wine?
No.
Asking wine is based on Tumas Ha'amim.
Right.
He doesn't have to himself. He's not going to ask for the wine.
Right.
Could he be mitzayif to a zimun? Could he be mitzayif to a minyan?
No, he's not.
He doesn't have kedushas Yisrael. Incredible. And That's how the Radvaz paskins. And therefore, Allah l'maisa, we would come out from this. The Radvaz presumably paskin that in the case in 1848, since he had a bris milah, he's not an interference between us and Klal Yisrael, and he would keep Shabbos. There would be no din of nachri Shabbos chayiv misa. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful evening.
There's no such. All right.